Chapter 24. Miss Emma thought we should all visit Jefferson together as often as we could. I wasn't crazy about the idea of being at the courthouse at the same time as the minister, but one look from my aunt, and I decided that I would go along at least once. Leaving Irene Cole and Odessa Freeman in charge of the classes, I drove to Bayonne with a bag of pecans and peanuts. I remembered my promise to Jefferson, so I dropped by the drugstore for a notebook and a pencil. It was a little after 2 when I got to the courthouse. The minister, Miss Emma, and my aunt were waiting for me outside. They stood by the minister's car, near the statue of the Confederate soldier and the 3 flags. The flags hung limp beneath the overcast sky. The minister and my aunt looked at me, and both seemed angry, as if I had kept them waiting deliberately. I had not, of course. If I had not stopped for the notebook and pencil, I probably would have arrived there before they did, but I did not explain this to them. Miss Emma did not feel the same as they did, and that was all that mattered. Both she and my aunt carried food baskets covered with dish towels. As I approached them, Miss Emma pushed herself away from the car and started heavily toward the entrance to the courthouse. My aunt and the minister walked behind her, and I followed. Paul was not there, and the chief deputy, after searching the food and us, led us out of the office into the corridor. He walked several paces ahead of us, as if we were not with him. When we came to the restroom marked white men, he went inside. We waited for him along the wall. 5 minutes later, he came out with another white man. They stood there talking another minute or two before he continued along the corridor. We went up the steps and into the day room, and without a word, he opened the door and left us. Miss Emma and my aunt spread out a tablecloth on the table. Then they placed a pan, a spoon, and a paper napkin in 5 places. After they had set up everything, they and the minister sat down, but I remained standing. The first thing you heard were the chains around his ankles. Then Jefferson entered the room through the rear door, followed by the deputy. Jefferson wore the same brown wool shirt he'd had on a couple of days before. He had on a pair of faded denims and brogans with no laces. He was dragging his feet to keep the shoes on. "Here he is," the deputy said. "See y'all at 3. "Paul's not here today?" I asked. "Mr. Paul's got other duties," the deputy said. He looked at me as if to remind me that I was supposed to say Mr. before a white man's name. He stood there eyeing me until he felt I understood. "I brought you some good old gumbo," Miss Emma said to Jefferson. "How's it going, partner?" I said, as I took my seat beside him. "All right," he said. "The radio still playing?" He nodded his head. "Good," I said. Miss Emma put rice in each pan. Then she poured gumbo over the rice until the pan was nearly full. Besides shrimps, she had put smoked sausage and chicken in the gumbo, and she had seasoned it well with green onions, filet, and black pepper. Gumbo was something you could always eat, even if you were not hungry. I started in, but I was the only one, and I soon realized why. "May we bow our heads," the minister said, after I had put down my spoon. Jefferson's head had been bowed from the moment he sat down. I lowered my eyes.
"Our Father, who art in heaven," Reverend Ambrose began.
He went through the Lord's Prayer, but that was only for warming up. Then he really got down to praying. He asked God to come down to Bayonne, into the courthouse, into the jail, walk along the cell block, go into each cell, touch each heart. "Come into this room and touch the hearts of those here who did not know him in the pardon of their sins." As he prayed, the minister would slump closer and closer to the table. Then he would jerk his head up and gaze at the ceiling. Miss Emma and my aunt responded with, "Amen, amen, amen." But Jefferson was quiet, and so was I. Whether or not he was listening, I don't know. But all I was thinking about was the gumbo getting cold.